Hello, everybody. Matt Mentley here with the Wisconsin Sports Show. It is January 5th, 2023. Ringing in the new year. Happy New Year. And you can get all of your Wisconsin sports takes in 20 minutes or less, or you're getting stuck in Wisconsin is free. I was grounded with Southwest back in the old country. That's what I call Wisconsin. And listen, it was a blast being there. I do like it. Contrary to me moving away and ripping on it constantly, I do have a good time. The fish fries were excellent in Oshkosh. It was freezing cold. Just so happy I don't live there. But Southwest Casualty, don't worry. They gave me some flyer points, which are supposed to be worth, I think, a one-way ticket to Las Vegas. Anyways, so here we are, folks, in a weird spot. The Bucks are acting weird. The Packers are getting hot. So as we do, you know, I always try to do a little tease kind of at the beginning like this. It never works. And it's not even necessary because y'all know that I'm going to talk about the Packers way at the end. When it's Packer season, we never lead off with the Bucks. A Bucks game in January and December is about as meaningless as a wet fart. So what? Why? And that's part of the story that I want to get to with the Bucks. These games are semi-meaningless. Now, I would love to get Middleton back. Of course, there's things I hope for. There's things that I want. There's things we all want. I want all these guys to be healthy. But these games don't even fucking matter. And it's a league-wide problem. So instead of really break down the games because they were all so meaningless, I'll break down a little. But I was in Wisconsin, went down to Chicago to celebrate New Year's, watched the Packer game, which we will get to here the second go around. Very, very excited. Love Chicago as well. Not their sports teams, of course. So I was with a friend who is from Wisconsin. I mean, Chicago's fucking borders Wisconsin. It's like it's in three states, Indiana, Wisconsin, and Illinois. And so met some people at Wisconsin at this Packer game, of course, buzzing around, talking about cheese and Sheboygan. And so he's like, dudes, and he was a friend of a friend. So we didn't meet him randomly at the bar. Like one of my friends who I was with knew this person. I did not. This guy was a huge Bucks head. Okay. And he's like, dude, Bucks play. I have, you know, league ticket. Come on back, dude. Got some drinks or what? I don't know why I'm talking like that. He did not talk like that. So this guy was way into the Bucks, okay? So we go over to his house, and it was Milwaukee Bucks versus Washington, D.C. squadron. And for those of you who are hardcore Milwaukee Bucks heads, I'm one of them. But I even might have skipped this game. This was the C-minus game. They got trounced. Nuara got a ton of minutes. It was, they lost by 30, and it doesn't fucking matter. Like, why, NBA, why am I watching the B-League in January? What the fuck is this? Like, I don't like this. You guys don't like this. I know that it's kind of fun to be like, oh, like hardcore dudes like us who like the Bucks. It's kind of fun to see if Jordan Nwora can step it up or if one of these guys is playing well or even to get him a little playing time. But why in the middle of the season is it? It's a problem. I know they're talking about they're going to get fixed, but I mean, none of these games really matter. We got to get hot. We got to get hot in March. That's all that fucking, just get to March. It is the dog days of fucking NBA right now. So I'm not too concerned about any of this, okay? So shout out to that dude. I should have plugged the podcast. I forgot. I do need to get some cards made up. But shout out to that guy. It's bad basketball. And it's just bad, you know, people want to see Giannis and Holiday and shit like that. It's just so weird that we're subjected to like this should be us watching these guys play should be early in the season. You know, it should be a preseason almost transitional time when we see these guys play. Not in January. What the fuck? But it's time restrictions. It's fatigue this and blah, blah, that. But I mean, these games have been a little rough to get through. When they roll out Nuara, I'm worried, okay? We haven't gotten to Thanasis, thankfully, yet. But these games have kind of been garbage. I mean, the blowing the leads have been fucking not great. The Chicago collapse and then the Toronto one. Last night, I literally turned the channel. There was under a minute. I'm like, do I? And I'm like, yeah, dude. Well, I'm fucking totally good. No, I was not good. So yes, something's wrong. They don't have Middleton. I mean, that's the other thing. I'm going to make it quick on the Bucks because it's what everybody knows. The middle of the season doesn't matter. We're rolling out the fucking C-minus team. And Middleton needs to come back. The Milwaukee Bucks are in the bottom of the league in offense, folks. You know what makes them really, really good is Chris Middleton on offense. So it just, they're an incomplete team without him. They are not going to be able to do anything in crunch time of the playoffs. He is the offensive engine. Giannis is going to score 40 every game, and that's great. The other team is going to score more than 40 points. So it's not, we're not there. I'm going to keep watching the games because I'm a fucking Bucks nerd. But God, I mean, it's just kind of a weird part of the season. And it's just get healthy, get right, get hot in March. And, you know, we can carry that over to the playoffs. That's all that matters is March. So, oh boy. Anything else? The weird collapses. Don't like it. Blah, blah, blah. So coming up in this meaningless stretch of games, they're also so close together. I mean, even last night when they played Toronto, they just played the night before. Giannis got 55 against DC. Why are you scheduling back-to-backs? Why is the season so fucking long? Yet they schedule back-to-backs. They can't space. I mean, apparently they can't with the travel and shit, but it just seems so odd. And then with rest, we don't get to see the stars. So coming up in the meaningless slate of games. Charlotte. So that's, oh God. Nuara's going to get minutes. Nuara's going to get minutes in that one. So buyer beware for that. The Knicks, there you go, playoff team. That could be fun. And then the Hawks, they have a little chip with the Hawks ever since that conference finals games. But all winnable games, all beatable stuff. So, we just got up. Middleton's got to get healthy. So that's it. It's really that simple. So if it's that simple and we are out, I mean, watch the Bucks games at your leisure here. There might be some rough ones coming up because, again, I just think they're trying to get to March. So that's it about the Bucks. Let's go over to these red hot Packers. Love doing this. They love making the playoffs. I mean, I'm not complaining. They make the playoffs. They're going to get trounced by somebody. It just feels that way. I say it every time. They need a Hall of Famer on defense to win the Super Bowl. Is Alexander that? What a showing in the Vikings game, locking down Jefferson. And this week, the Wisconsin Sports Person of the Week goes to Alexander, because it will need to be defense. The offense actually is coming along very nicely. They are embracing the running game. They listen to everything I said at the beginning of the year. Jim Taylor sweeps. Fullback runs up the middle. It's great. Aaron's stats are fucking crooked. I'm glad that I'm not playing fantasy football anymore, because I was kind of pissed about going 6-for-11 in the first half for like 85 yards, which he did a lot this season. So I mean, we talk about the QB, and rightfully so, quite a bit. He is the engine. He is the one touching the ball. But man, when the attention does get off Aaron Rodgers a little bit, and you do get the running game going, and Watson's playing well, and the receivers are doing fine again, they're not asked to do much. Aaron's not doing a great job to get it to them anymore, but it's at least good enough to win a couple games in the playoffs. I don't know. Just FYI. We're getting in because of the expanded playoffs this year. I mean, it was going to happen one of these years inevitably. But remember that. This never happens in any other year, basically. So we are on uncharted territories. Everyone in the NFC is beatable. I mean, I really look up and down that. We already beat Dallas. Minnesota is like, bring it on. And so our first round opponent is going to be the toughest one. Ladies and gentlemen, the team that always gets in the Packers' way, they drive me fucking nuts. They are the number one most hated team outside of the Central Division. The fucking 49ers, folks. McCaffrey's going to get 1,000 yards. This is the only thing I'll say, and I'm stepping on a preview for that. I'll talk about the Lions game, and I'm getting ahead of myself, of course. But, that's the team I don't want to fucking see. McCaffrey's going to get 250 yards. God damn it. But let's focus. Sorry, I'm like a little kid. I can't pay attention to one thing at a time over Christmas and shit like that, because the fucking Packers might make the goddamn playoffs. They had no, what's the stat? Like 2%? Even over Christmas, it was crazy. It was kind of happening before our eyes. Like Christmas, it was like, oh, this is so dumb. Why are we even doing this? And then they beat Miami in the one of the weirdest games I've ever seen. The Packers were like not getting turnovers kind of all year. It was really frustrating. The defense was playing horribly. And they get 4 on a concussed dude. So I'm like, I'll take it. All right. So they have a weird game against Miami. And they just fucking roll, get 4 picks. Like out of nowhere. Not even really good defensive play. It just kind of shitty concussed throws from Tua. And then they fucking try. Well, everything happens then the next day on Sunday. That good for the Packers. And then they go and trounce Minnesota the next week. If Minnesota eliminated the Green Bay Packers from playoff contention this year, I would have been like, goodbye, Aaron. Goodbye, LaFleur. Everyone's fired now. You can't go out lower than getting bounced from your fucking rivals. And I am speaking of rankings, Minnesota is still number one over Chicago for the rankings in the Central and North Division of where the Green Bay Packers lie. So they trounce the Vikings in this weird, again, just kind of an insane game. I thought it was going to be closer than what it was. I was always expecting it to be closer and that they would, you know, Vikings would be able to get it down the field. They never do. The defense is playing really well. Alexander, Wisconsin Sports Person of the Week, an amazing game. And so here they are. The Packers are just knock, knock, knocking on the door. And one more team in our way. The third and in last place most hated team of the division rivals. I mean, the most Lion things to happen would be if Seattle wins anyways and the Lions win. A lot of people are saying, oh, if Seattle wins during the day, the Lions aren't going to have anything to play for. Bullshit, they won't. They're going to be more motivated than ever to knock out the Green Bay. Are you kidding me? That's why you play the game. But how many... One of the most laziest sports takes is like, well, it's the last week of the season. These guys are like going to tank if there's nothing to fucking play for. That may be for like two AFC South teams playing one another. But if you're playing a good team, you're trying to get a job next year. You're trying to fucking beat the other team. You're trying to look good. Nobody wants to fucking go out with a fucking loss. Like, you're actually being like, let's beat the Packers. That'd be fucking pretty sweet. Now, Jared Goff outside in outdoor weather. I like that. I want it to be cold. The last week was too warm. Let's get that negative 20 going that I was when I stepped off the plane and it was 30 below winds in Chicago, Illinois. Whew. My move to LA was worth every cent. I clocked it right there. But I want it for the Packer game. I want minus 30. Jared Goff coming through Lambeau. Playoffs on the line. I mean, if Seattle loses, which the NFL, of course, does like to fix their games, of course, as you know. They probably try to get Seattle to lose. I guess it's like how many times we go into this last week and it's like, oh no, all the Ravens had to do was win, but the two-win Browns are up on them by 10 points. I mean, it's division games. These teams do kind of fucking classically hate each other, as the fucking saying goes. And they are usually competitive games. So even if the Lions have, you know, no playoff to go for, they're fucking trying to win. They're trying to get their ninth. They're going to have a winning record. A lot of these guys want to look good so they can get signed next year. So the motivation will be there either way. It will be a really fun game. It's a night game in Green Bay, the coldest I've ever fucking been to, the coldest it gets there. So hopefully it does turn for that. So the Packers beat Detroit. All right. Who will we see, you know, in the first round? And like I said, it's possibly Minnesota. It's possibly what? Listen, it's probably going to be San Francisco. And the only positive thing, I want to leave with a positive thing. Because I have been on Aaron Rodgers all year. He's been a diva. He's bitched after every single play, seemingly like an NBA player. Like LeBron bitches every fucking time because he thinks he's fouled. It's so weird to see him so cranky. I think no home games for the Packers is a good thing. I don't think Aaron likes playing in the cold anymore. I think he fucking hates it. I think he fucking blew that last playoff game last year at Lambeau. The Packers are no longer locked down at fucking Lambeau team anymore. It's just not happening. It doesn't matter. If anything, it's hurting us now because we have a super old quarterback. So that is, I mean, They might get some domes and some nice weather games. So yes, for our 40-year-old quarterback, that could be the way, folks. We could make this run. He's just got to play in the cold one more time in Detroit. And then, baby, who knows what'll happen. It's domes and sun from there. So thanks, everybody. Make sure to watch these Beating This Bucks games. And, of course, enjoy.